This week's Parsha of Nitzavim and Vayelach have an interesting relationship between them. Nitzavim means to stand and Vayelach means to go. And we wonder what the relationship is between these two actions and as they come together in the names of the Parsha. In fact, the very name of the Parsha, the first one, Nitzavim, is strange. Because the Pasuk is the middle of a story. The Prakim turn out that the Parsha begins in Pasuk Tet of Perek of Tet. The Perek itself begins in the end of Parshas Kitavo, when it says, Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael vayomer alehem, atem ri'item, etc. Atem Nitzavim is clearly a continuation of that speech. There's no new introduction here. And in fact, stylistically, it's the same. The first part of the speech in Perek of Tet is Atem Ri'item, and now it's Atem Nitzavim. Makes sense that the Christian saw it as one Perek. Why does the Parsha begin here? I believe the answer to that question is to highlight the very word we began with, Nitzavim. The Parsha begins here so that the Parsha should be highlighted by that concept. Why is that concept important? I think the concept is important in general and specifically important for this time of year. Parsha Nitzavim is generally read the Shabbat before which we begin saying Slichot. The concept of Nitzavim, of Hityatzvut, is a central one within our Slichot. As we know, the core of our Slichot is when we turn to God with the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. And in the introduction to the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, we talk about the source for these 13 Midot, Har Sinai. When Hashem himself came down, showed Moshe how to daven, and to use these Yud Gimel Midot as a basis for forgiveness. And the pasuk we read when we introduce the Yud Gimel Midot is, Tavar al Pesha v'timcha Hashem, Kimo v'yitiyatsev im Moshe. We talk about how God was mityatsev with Moshe to teach him the Yud Gimel Midot and the concept of forgiveness. And of course, in Shmod Perek Lamed Gimel, after Hashem, Moshe asks Hashem to forgive the Jewish people, to show Moshe how to bring them back, Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem, hinei makom iti, v'nitzavta al atzur. Not you stand on the rock, but v'nitzavta al atzur. And then in Perek Lamed Aleph it says, when Moshe did this, vayered Hashem be'anan, v'yityatsev imo sham. After Moshe was mityatsev, Hashem was mityatsev with him. What does it mean to be mityatsev? Parshat Nitzavim, the Avrechem Evrit, the v'yityatsev imo sham, the Slichot, that we use as a basis for reconnecting with God through the Yud Gimel Midot. I believe we can get a better understanding of this by looking at other places in the Torah where the root appears. First is by Yosef's dream. It says, "V'hine anachnu me'almim alumim betoch hasadeh." We were gathering bundles of wheat. "V'hine kama alumati v'gan nitzava." My bundle stood up, and also with nitzava. You see that nitzava is more than just standing up. Rashi says there, v'gan nitzava lamod al enda bezikifa, to stand on a position proudly and strongly. We see this in a different context. By Datan v'Aviram, it says in Bamidbar Perek Tetzai, in the story of Korach, it says, Datan v'Aviram yatzu nitzavim petach olahem. Rashi says, yatzu nitzavim bekoma zekufa, standing proudly for what they stood for. I think the point is this. All of us in our lives stand in different places. We have a stance here and we have a stance there. The question is the degree to which we stand somewhere firmly, proudly, and absolutely. Mahavdil, a person who gets into the batter's box to bat against a pitcher, doesn't just stand there, he stands in. He gets his stance ready, and if his stance is interrupted, he'll step out, because he knows in order to swing properly, he has to be standing firmly. Our lives is about a duality of, on the one hand, serving God, being devoted to God, and on the other hand, having other aspects of ourselves that pull us in other directions. The tshuva process begins with us finding clarity and standing firmly in a clear place, hopefully in our relationship with God. If we want God to reinstate, restart, show us rachamim, have the real relationship in a new way we want to have with Him, we need to stand firmly as the base of that relationship. God will stand with us, but only once we've stood firmly in the place we absolutely want to be. When atem nitzavim, then vayityatsev imo sham, then we can turn to God, as the tshuva described in the next, second parak of Parshat Nitzavim. Moving forward in any direction, vayelach, begins with Atem Nitzavim. Let's begin that way, this Matzoi Shabbat, standing firmly, be able to say Slichot properly, and move in the right direction. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tovah.